listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Ritz Radio. You know me, hot take hickey. First off, we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, and need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. I don't usually like to book guests that are writers because sometimes journalists are afraid to really have an opinion. Like now in 2022, journalists have more opinions, but sometimes it's just right down the middle and it doesn't always make for great radio. And I'd rather just give my opinion sometimes then just bring on a writer to fill 20 minutes of airtime and waste the audience's time. There's rare exceptions. Like Sal Capaccio in Buffalo, I think is outstanding. He's a great writer. He also does some radio work, but I'm a big fan of Sal. Mark Long in Jacksonville. That's usually a guy who works at the Associated Press we would never put on, but Mark is very entertaining when he joins us. So if we have a major Jacksonville Jaguars issue, which there's been unfortunately a lot of the last few years, I have used Mark from time to time. Now, I forget what it was last year, but he had some hilarious exchange with Urban Meyer. I can't remember what exactly he said, but we thought it was hilarious. We were like, who's the reporter that said that? Oh, it's Mark Long. Okay, we got to bring him on. Mark Long got caught on a hot mic today. And it has to do with Billy Napier. Now, I got to give you the details of this story. I was just reading it on Awful Announcing. But how about Florida? Has there a team that has soured so quickly? Think where they were week one of the football season. They beat Utah. Cam Rising threw that pick right at the goal line. It was such a big win. Anthony Richardson, right? That team is supposed to be a force this year. Next week, they lose to Kentucky by 10. All right, they beat South Florida, then they lose to Tennessee, they beat Eastern Washington, they beat Missouri, they lose by 10 to LSU, and they were getting spanked against Georgia, made it a game for a little bit, and then Georgia pulled away 42-20. So this week for Florida, they're going to Texas A&M, where I think Connor Wigman will be healthy enough to play in this game. I'll have to wait and see. But this Florida team, early on under Billy Napier, they're 4-4, and right, it's a new head coach. Not everyone's going to be able to walk in like Dan Lanning and lose the first game of the season then go on this run. First-year head coaches in a new spot because Napier had a lot of success at Louisiana. You never know what to expect. Like Marcus Freeman didn't get off to a good start. Then he beat Syracuse this weekend, and we'll see what transpires up against Clemson this weekend. It's always tough to evaluate coaches in new spots. Not everyone can be Lincoln Riley right away at USC. I always like to see them what the coach does in year number two. But for Billy Napier, you're 4-4, you're in the SEC, you know how this goes. People start to question you. People start to doubt if you are the guy. But this Florida team, Rye, they have, from where they were in week one to where their season has turned out, it is disappointing so far, but I'm not ready to crush and hammer Billy Napier and say that there's no way that he could have success at Florida. It's kind of a wait and see where they were at in the beginning of the season. They have not been able to sustain that throughout the year.
And especially in college football, it's tough to, preach patience in 2022 because everyone wants to win right now, right away. But you have to allow the coach to get his guys in there. You're taking over a roster at Florida that was not very good for their standards for sure. Like, it takes time to get your players, that you want to run your system in on campus. It's going to take a few years to get a few cycles in. You got to afford patience even if, you want to win right now.
I say this all the time with college coaches, and this is for any coaches. There's one thing to lose on the football field. You have to win off the field. There are guys that have been able to lose that they are likable, that they know how to handle the media, they don't lose embarrassingly, and then that gives them more time. Where we've seen other coaches, like look at Nathaniel Hackett. He goes to the Broncos. They've been a train wreck. He has no answers. His own fans are mocking him. He has no control over that situation. That does add fuel to the fire. Also, when you're a bad coach, you're a bad coach. But there's some guys that are not off to great starts, but they know how to handle the media. They know how to still give hope to a fan base where I don't know and I don't follow it closely enough to tell you day-to-day how Billy Napier is handling that. I don't think he's in danger of losing his job after 1 year. I think that's crazy. But I was surprised to see this story today because now I'll tie two and two together when we bring up Mark Long earlier. Mark Long, I guess this was after the game or this was today. It says the aftermath of the press conference also generated some drama. So when the press conference is over, the stream continued. And in the stream, some reporters were heard talking to each other. So they're streaming the press conference. This was on Monday. And this was to announce that linebacker Brenton Cox Jr. had been kicked off the team. Naturally, that drew questions from reporters. The aftermath of the press conference also generated some drama. This via awful announcing. When the press conference is over, the stream continued in the stream. Some reporters were heard talking to each other. One of those reporters identified by Gators blogger as Mark Long of the Associated Press was heard clearly saying, this is what he said, Rye, "I don't give a bleep. I will be here longer than Billy Napier. I can promise that," when in a conversation with another reporter. Now, did Mark Long, I didn't hear the press conference, and Mark Long maybe get into it with Billy Napier, intentions were high? Potentially, I don't know. I was just reading this article during the break. But I think it's a bad look for Mark Long. Regardless of what happened between him and Napier, if anything happened at all, you are a reporter. And he may not be wrong in terms of he being there longer than Billy Napier. I don't know how Billy Napier's career is going to turn out. But it doesn't make Mark Long look good when he's comparing himself to the coach saying, "I'll be here longer than Billy Napier. I could promise you that." Your reaction?
Yeah, it's not great in part because, again, as a specifically a reporter, your job is to be unbiased and report on the facts, report on what, you know, what is going on, whether in this case it's discussing the Cox Jr. dismissal off the team, which is huge, huge news for that Florida team for sure. Not a great look for either him or the team or both sides, whoever, you know, if we find details out, that's different. But, you know, like, you're supposed to be the unbiased guy just providing the audience, the fans, with the information, doing your reporting, and just presenting a fair and accurate depiction, good or bad, of whatever's going on around the program. And it looks like he has a bias, and it does come off as he is someone who does not like Billy Napier, which is just then tough for fans to kind of take what he says.
Seriously?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you may want to take it with a grain of salt, maybe. There's like an agenda a little bit. Now, Napier in the press conference said it was time to move on from Cox and said it was a cumulative effect that led to Cox's dismissal, not one incident. So if I had to take a guess here, and I'll probably tonight go back and watch the press conference. If I had to take a guess here, Mark Long probably was pressing him as he should as a reporter because it wasn't as if Billy Napier is probably giving clear answers. And if I'm wrong on this, I will correct myself tomorrow, but that's just what my assumption is, that Long and Billy Napier probably got into a little bit because Napier wasn't giving the answers that Mark Long wanted. Then you have Billy Napier walk out the room. The stream, for some reason, is still rolling of this press conference. And then the next thing you know, Mark Long talking to a reporter pops off, and that gets broadcasted to everyone. That's probably what my guess is here.
And especially fans, if they are fans of Billy Napier, right? If you are a Florida fan, you like Billy, like, you know, sometimes reporters, again, if they're even just doing their job reporting facts, they get vilified by the media or by the fans, excuse me. And fans will say, "Oh, you're one-sided. You hate this guy. You love this guy."
Well,
Mark Long
win.
Did himself no services there.
You can't win with public perception on Twitter. People just tweet you that they hate you, and then you respond. They're like, "Oh, I'm just kidding. I listen to you every day." So you can never win on that front, but I don't think this was a good look for a guy that I like in Mark Long. Like, I've enjoyed our conversations with him. I don't think this was a good look for him today.
The reason why we had him on last year, he's not shy, and he's not, you know, bowing down to the coach by any means necessary, whether it's Urban Meyer or now it's Billy Napier.
And I remember, I think it was last year where Urban Meyer says, like, "We do this and this." And he's like, "Urban, you guys don't do anything well." It was like something like that. And I go, wow, this guy must hate Urban Meyer. And he goes, no, actually, I've covered Urban Meyer for a long time when he was at Florida. I like Urban Meyer. Like, we have a good relationship. But he was just being in that situation. I remember fair this time around. You got to know in the year of 2022, when you're in a setting like that, no one expects the actual microphone to be on, but the microphone could always be on. Like, for example, over this weekend, when I'm hosting Eye on Football, in between a break, someone that was working behind the scenes was in the studio, and they dropped an F-bomb, like, off the air. And I said, guys, don't drop the F-bomb around the office in front of a microphone. You never know if that microphone can be on. Like, it was about a game. Someone was all like, oh, what a bleeping moron that person was. They didn't like the play call. And I go, you got to be careful when you use profanity because you never know what it actually could be broadcasted. So I didn't think it was a great look for Mark Long, but now I've definitely got to check out this press conference with Billy Napier. I got to give this a little listen tonight to see if they really went at it and there were some haymakers being thrown. For some reason, I'm a sucker for that when a coach and a reporter get into it. I always do enjoy that type of content. All right, five questions, five answers, onsides, offsides. Let's get to it.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Yep, let's go.
All right, Zach, let's stick with some college football. Auburn today fired Brian Harsin after just 21 games on the job. The former Boise State head coach went 9-12 during his time, which did include an overtime loss to Alabama last year. The search now is on for the next head coach. It will be expansive. Guys like Lane Kiffin, Deion Sanders, Hugh Freeze, all their names have been thrown out there so far in the last few hours. So onsides or offsides, Zach? Lane Kiffin is the front runner for the Auburn job.
I think so. I think he would want that job. I think you could only go to a certain level at Ole Miss. I think he'd be interested in Auburn. I don't think Ole Miss is a job that you have to stay, where I always believe Lane Kiffin's looking for that next job. I think Auburn's a perfect fit for him. I think he is a perfect fit for Auburn. I think this is a deal that should get done. I would also consider Deion Sanders as well. I guess you got to place a phone call to Luke Fickell. Those are the first three names that I thought of today. But I kind of, if I had to make a little wager here, I would say Lane Kiffin would be the first name to come out of my mouth, and I'll make him the front runner for the Auburn job on sides.
The 49ers, they continue their dominance of the Rams, beating LA 31-14 to move to 4-4 in the season. New acquisition Christian McCaffrey was very busy in this game as he became the first player since LaDainian Tomlinson back in 2005 to record a rushing, receiving, and passing touchdown all in the same game. Going around the rest of the conference, the Cowboys, they beat the Bears 49-29. They are 6-2 to start the season. The Vikings, after slipping by the Cardinals, now own the second-best record in the NFC. They are at 6-1. Onsides or offsides, Zach? The 49ers at 4-4 are the second-best team right now in the NFC.
I want to say yes. And yesterday was so impressive because they have dominated the Rams. And in a close game, no Deebo Samuel, you end up blowing him out once again when it was 14-10. I just got to see a little bit more. Like, if we have an Eagles 49ers championship game, and I think the 49ers could win the NFC West, would that surprise me? No. But right now, I just got to see a little bit more from the 49ers. They play the Chargers and the Cardinals the next 2 weeks. If they win both those games and the Chargers game, they have a bye, then they play the Chargers. It's a good test for them. Then I'd probably say it. I just got to see a little bit more. So I'm close to getting there, but not just yet. So I'll slightly for now go offside.
Offside.
The Packers, they lost to the Bills on Sunday night, and their offense saw a transformation to becoming a run-heavy attack. Now, despite trailing the entire game and trailing most of the game by double digits, nonetheless, Green Bay rushed the ball times more than they passed. The Packers did rush for 208 yards on the ground, while Aaron Rodgers had just 203 passing yards in the game. Onsides or offsides, Zach? Packers, they should become a run-first team.
Yeah, they should. Their receivers aren't consistent enough. You have A.J. Dillon, you have Aaron Jones. I've been saying this for weeks that they should be a run-first team. Onsides.
Alrighty, after losing to Michigan at the Big House on Saturday night, cameras captured a fight breakout in the tunnel leading back to the locker rooms. Video showed two Michigan players getting attacked by multiple Spartans players. One Michigan player got hit in the head with a helmet, Another was punched by numerous players kind of on the side tunnel. Now, on Sunday, head coach Mel Tucker announced that four Michigan State players have been suspended indefinitely. Earlier today, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh said that he expects the four suspended players to face criminal charges. Onsides or offsides, the Michigan State players involved in the fight should be criminally charged.
So I got to see more here. I'm not ready to say that all four should be criminally charged, but definitely whoever is swinging a helmet, if you get criminally charged, I can't really fight it. When the Myles Garrett situation happened, I thought he should have been suspended for the rest of the season as he was. I didn't advocate for criminal charges, though, there. What happened was disgraceful. If you do get criminally charged, you have only yourself to blame, but I'm not going to advocate for it, but it was absolutely disgraceful. So for right now, when you say, should they be criminally charged, I'll lean more offsides than onsides.
Offside.
And finally, the
see
Raiders.
The Colts news, by the way?
The what news?
The Colts news?
No.
I don't know how much news this is. Like, it's not a trade happen, but Adam Schefter has a tweet about your football team.
Trade speculation?
Teams have reached out to the Colts to inquire about trading for, who do you think it is?
Stephon Gilmore.
No.
Unique Ngakoue.
No. Offensive side of the ball.
Not Michael Pittman.
Good guess. No.
Ryan Kelly?
Mm-mm.
Matt Ryan?
Mm-mm.
Not Jonathan Taylor?
No.
Paris Campbell?
Nope. Are you going to get it right here?
Two teams want to trade? Naeem Hines?
Yep.
Interesting.
Per sources from Adam Schefter. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Finally, the Raiders. They faced one of the worst defenses in the NFL on Sunday in the Saints, and they were promptly shut out 24-0 as they fell to 2-5 on the season. Derek Carr in the game threw for just 101 yards, while Las Vegas crossed midfield for the first time with just 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. At that point, Derek Carr was already on the bench. That was Jarrett Stidham leading the Raiders past half field into Saints territory. Devontae Adams, prized offseason acquisition, recorded one catch for a grand total of 3 yards. And the Raiders, after making many splash moves, including Adams, now sit in last place in the AFC West, basically halfway through the game, halfway through the season after week number 8. Onsides or offsides, Zach? Josh McDaniels has done a worse coaching job this season than Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett.
This is like, what virus do you want to get? This is what you're asking me, pretty much.
Yes.
And even though I was more optimistic with the Raiders than the Broncos heading into this season, I think nationally more people expected more out of the Broncos than the Raiders. I felt as if I was going out on a limb putting the Raiders as my third best team in the AFC West, where everyone or most of the people had them finishing in fourth place. So because of that, both are horrible, but I will lean more Hackett slightly by like a percent over McDaniels. So when you say Josh McDaniels has done a worse job coaching this season than Nathaniel Hackett, I'm not telling you McDaniels has done a great job, because he hasn't. He's been horrible, but I don't think anything right now can move past Nathaniel Hackett. So onsides. I mean offsides.
Offsides.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Nick Chubb with a rushing touchdown. Nick Chubb with a 2-point conversion. Browns 8, Bengals nothing. As this game right now for the Cincinnati Bengals, they got to pick it up. No Ja'Marr Chase, big time problems for the Bengals. I got the Bengals laying 3 points, looking to go 3-0 this week. Come on, Bengals. Wake up. Let's go. 4:55 remaining. Bengals going to get good field position here as there is a pass interference penalty. I think it's going to put them at, let's see where it is. Yeah, it's going to put them at about the 40-yard line as T. Higgins was interfered with. All right, coming on back.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about. like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Joe Burrow, strip sacked by Sione Takitaki. Browns are up 8-0 off a Nick Chubb rushing touchdown and a Nick Chubb two-point conversion. The Browns now have a football back. They just reached a two-minute warning. And it's going to be a second down and about 7. There was a false start right before the two-minute warning. So the Cleveland Browns are at the Bengals' 31-yard line. Is there a more frustrating team in the NFL this year in terms of a team that could be really good and you just don't know what to expect from them week in and week out than the Cincinnati Bengals? They lose that game to the Steelers week one. They're like dead early on. Then they should have won the game. They didn't. They lose to the Cowboys, to Cooper Rush. They beat the Jets. They beat the Dolphins. They then had the lead late against the Ravens. Justin Tucker won that game. They had to come from behind to beat the Saints. They crushed the Falcons. And this game against the Browns, you know, you just can't let Nick Chubb beat you. It's very, let me say, New Orleans Saints kind of feel like, just don't let Alvin Kamara beat you, and the Raiders didn't listen to that. For the Browns, it's just don't let, and they have more talent, right? They have Mark Cooper who's solid. You have Kareem Hunt who's solid. But it's just like, don't let Nick Chubb beat you. And this game was a slow start. Only one touchdown that occurred with 5 minutes to go in the first half. And we sit here with the Bengals scoreless in the first half. It's disappointing because I thought the Bengals, who got off to a bad start, were going to start to hit a little bit of momentum, a little bit of a run here. When you have the Browns and the next 2 weeks, you have the Panthers and the Steelers. I thought they were going to go on a little bit of a winning streak after winning those back-to-back games against the Saints and the Falcons. I know Ja'Marr Chase is now out, and we'll see when he comes back, but that's still a team that has a lot of talent. When you look at Joe Mixon, when you look at Tyler Boyd, when you look at T. Higgins as well. I don't know how this game ends. You know, with Cleveland, it's always a roller coaster ride, but this is a disappointing performance tonight so far through the first 30 minutes. And if you are the Bengals, you got to hold this team to a field goal attempt and hope that Cade York just misses another one.
Obviously, a very long way to go, and a long way to go even in this series. But I'm starting to get an early sense. Like, this kind of feels like the 49ers-Rams. Where even though the Rams, more times than not, have more talent and should have the advantage, like, the 49ers have their number. They were swept the Bengals last year.
Yeah.
I think it was week 18 the other time.
Allen played
so
in that last game.
Throw that one out, fine. But remember, the first time these two teams played in Cincinnati was the first game after the whole OBJ situation with Baker Mayfield.
Blew him out.
And Baker had a great game solid game,
yeah.
And it was not even close. It's like, if you lose that game last year with all the drama.
Memorable thing Baker Mayfield did in a positive way.
Seriously, honestly. And then you lose this game to Jacoby Brissett. And like I said, the only guy that could beat you is Nick Chubb, and you still can't find a way to win. One of those things where just some teams match up really well and you have the number.
When you look at teams that should be better than what their record says they are, Bengals in that category, Chargers in that category, those are probably...
Ravens.
Yeah, but you know what? I think there's a separation with the Ravens and the Bengals. Don't get me wrong, the Ravens have been maddening because they blew three games and at most you should only... Oh, as there's an interception! How about that? Jacoby Brissett gives it right back. He may be hurt. He got lit up, and as he was getting lit up, he threw the football, and it got intercepted. So that ball's at midfield. Maybe that's what turns the momentum of this game. We'll see if Burrow, with two timeouts, can now operate the two-minute offense and go get some points on the board. But getting back to the Ravens, I just have optimism with the Ravens. You're not wrong in terms of there's no way they should be 5-3. They should be better than what their record says they are. And you get concerned because you look at the schedule, there's really not another game where you go, okay, it's a great test. You know, the Bengals, they play them at the end of the season. But that Ravens team, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of a separation, even though the Bengals won the Super Bowl last year. I just feel more confident about the Ravens than I do with the Bengals right now.
What are you talking about, at least from a record perspective, like with all the blown, like this should have, you know.
Yeah.
Got to close at least, I mean, at
35
least
35-14, 20-3, 20-10. Yeah, you should have at least found a way to close one.
At least one.
Yeah, I give you like a mulligan. Like I say, okay, you blow one, fine.
Three.
All three of those games, yeah, absolutely horrible. And you know what? I would be fraudulent here if I didn't bring this team up. Your football team. They have not performed to the level that they should be at.
Tying the Texans, smoked by the Jaguars, and that Jaguars team does not look as good as at least I thought they're going to be this year. That's for sure. Losing to the Titans.
And you had to come from behind the second time against the Jaguars.
Needed a last second touchdown. I agree. 100%.
105-42. That's the first half for the Colts this year. They're being outscored 105-42. They have not won a first half all season. Yesterday, they were trailing at halftime to the Commanders 7-3.
I'll go one step further. They've trailed after the third quarter every game.
Is that right?
Every game.
Wow.
Now, they are, go figure, one of the best fourth quarter teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But for three quarters, they just decide, we don't need this.
Now, just wondering here. I'm going to maybe put you on the spot with this one. You host a very popular Colts podcast. Is that correct?
Sure. I hope it's popular. You make it seem more popular. It's very popular.
I'm hyping you up.
Yeah, it is extremely popular. It is the number one Colts podcast on the planet right now. Let's go.
You guys do a segment right behind enemy lines?
We do.
Who are you bringing on this week for the Patriots?
I'm not. I don't know. I don't know if I want to bring you on.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's horrible.
I don't need 20 minutes of I was right.
No.
You're an idiot.
No.
You bought in.
I will not
look
embarrass you on your own podcast. I'm respectful on the turf that I urinate on. Okay? I would be respectful in that case. And I don't know George, so it's not like I would just trash you over and over and over again. The fact that you're apprehensive to put me on your podcast, I don't know. I don't know if we could continue this relationship.
Unfortunately, George does know you pretty well.
Oh, does he?
Yes. Because he sees all your tweets about me.
Does he not like me?
No. He thinks it's very funny.
Oh.
That's okay. The issue.
Hey, Siri, call Connor Green. Oh, sorry. I have to look for a new producer. You really won't put me on? Who are you then going to put on?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I honestly have not thought about Sunday.
Patriot media. If you
Thursday.
Put on Ben Volen, you're fired.
No, well, we want someone who's factual.
Okay. Not just relying on
you know,
Twitter
we go for, you know, we go into the weeds here on this podcast.
Objectively.
Objectively.
If you put on Fitzy, who does the Patriot podcast, I could understand. If you want a Christian Fourier, I could understand. Jermaine Wiggins, I could understand. Ted Johnson, I could understand. If you use my connections and put on Drew Bledsoe, I could understand. I gave you some names there. If there's a name that I don't like, could be rough for you. So choose wisely.
Oh, no pressure. Good to know.
By the way, the Rams, they should be better than what their record says there. Unlike every team in the NFC. The Packers, the Buccaneers. There's a lot on the NFC side.
I was going to say, if we did a segment or if we just did the opposite, probably easier to say whose record is deserving.
Well, if we go division by division.
Underperforming.
Teams that are disappointing. The AFCs, I don't think there's any teams that are disappointing right now in the AFCs. Like, I had low expectations of the Patriots. They're 4-4. The only time I was really disappointed with them was the Browns game. Dolphins 5-3. Tua got hurt. Can't kill them for their three losses. Jets 5-3. I'm disappointed in Zach Wilson. But the Jets being 5-3 is better than what anyone could imagine. Bill 6-1. Phenomenal start. There's no one in the AFC you could really be legitimately upset with.
Right.
Like, I'm upset with the Patriots' approach on offense, but I don't think they have the talent. Like, I'm judging based on the talent they have. Chiefs, no disappointment. Chargers, they should be better than 4-3. And they got blown out by the Jaguars this year. That's a bad one. And the Bengals missed a 47-yard field goal. Come on, McPherson. Broncos definitely disappointing. Raiders disappointing. Ravens should be better. I'm not going to kill them, though. Bengals, they lose this game. Disappointing. Browns, Steelers, what else did you expect? Titans, 5-2. Tremendous job. Colts, disappointing. Jaguars and Texans, what did you expect? NFC East, honestly, I'm disappointed that the Commanders traded for Carson Wentz. But they're the worst team in that division. They're 4-4. And the Cowboys, Giants have exceeded expectations, especially with Cooper Rush being at quarterback. And the Eagles are 7-0. NFC West, can't be disappointed with the Seahawks. 49ers, just because the quarterback change, you got to give them a few more weeks, but I think they're going to turn into being a great team this year. Rams disappointing, Cardinals disappointing. Vikings, no disappointment. Packers disappointment. Bears, Lions, what did you expect? The NFC South. How many of those teams have been disappointing to you based off what their talent is? Falcons have exceeded expectations. Buccaneers disappointing. How do you evaluate the Saints or the Panthers? The Saints are tough because they don't really have a quarterback and no one's really ever healthy.
The health is a tricky part because if everyone in a perfect world is healthy, that's
you would
a
think they should be able
team.
To get 8 wins.
Right. And here they are, they're not. And from my perspective, I picked the Panthers to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't.
So that has not gone, let's say, very well whatsoever.
Yeah, I was disappointed with the Panthers' start. You thought they would have been able to win one of those games against the Browns and the Giants.
And especially with how Baker played, too.
He was horrible.
Terrible.
Other than that throw to Robbie Anderson for 75 yards against the Browns, he was horrible. And he's been horrible the entire season, and then he gets hurt, and P.J. Walker plays better. Crazy.
Bench for an XFL quarterback.
Do we have an update person here? Oh, it's via remote. Is this guy at home eating Halloween candy right now? Is that what this guy's doing?
That's probably a true statement.
Peter Schwartz, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what Halloween candy are you stealing from your kids?
I didn't steal any. I was given. My son Jared does not like dots.
Oh, so he gives you all the crappy stuff?
I like dots.
Oh, okay.
A big fan of that.
But no Reese's peanut butter cup?
Oh, I don't like Reese's. He can keep that to himself.
M&M's?
He's still going through his inventory. He'll finish that when he gets home from school tomorrow. He had some friends over after trick-or-treating.
Ah.
And they were doing some high-level negotiating of trades.
Wow.
So I'm not quite sure what he negotiated and what he wound up with. But
Kit
I'm
Kat
sure
bar?
It's... What's that?
I need a Kit Kat bar.
Oh, I can use a Kit Kat bar too, but he likes that also. He's not giving that up.
Well, he lives in your house.
You know,
tell him to
here's
pay
the
for
thing.
Rent.
I was very happy with the dots.
Okay.
If he has it in his heart tomorrow to find a little morsel of something that he knows would make me happy, that's fine.
Well, he better take care of mom. Like, if he wants to screw you over, fine. He better be very benevolent to his wife. I mean, to your wife, Cheryl.
I'm sure there'll be something or two in there for her as well.
Gotcha.
But again, he has not finalized his inventory yet on what he wants to keep.
And how old is the son that had the friends over?
12.
Is he at the age where they TP people's houses with the toilet paper and throw shaving cream everywhere?
No, not at this. Well, if it's this age, it's not his group of friends. No.
Gotcha.
No. We did have our house toilet papered a few weeks ago because it was homecoming weekend for the high school, and my son is on the high school team, so we did get our house toilet papered for that.
You sure that wasn't just Mraz playing a prank on you?
No, it was there's photographic evidence all over the neighborhood.
Gotcha. Now, I could just assume here, and you know what happens when you assume you make an ass out of you and me, but this was a trick of mine. Jared and Bradley, did either of them, when they go trick-or-treating, there's a big bowl of candy, it says take one, they take the entire bowl, because that was the type of trick-or-treater I was.
Well, see, I cannot speak for Bradley because he's a little older, he's 16.
Ah.
So he went out later on after football practice with some other friends.
Gotcha.
So I can't speak to what he did, but Jared was very respectful with his friends and they took one.
Okay.
They took one each because we.
Once again, I think
have
that's
no
what
doubt.
They told you.
Well, my wife and I took a walk with them. We kept our distance.
Yeah.
We kept our. It was
Social
a nice
distance.
Night for a walk. It was not. It was a nice night for a walk around the neighborhood, and they're very respectful, young people. So I have no
parenting.
Problem. I can't speak to what Bradley did because you know, at 16, you're just not following them around.
Yeah.
So if he gobbled up a little bit more, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, it's good parenting. Like, my father, you know, didn't have any standards or any discipline, so I would just take all the candy that there is and TP people houses and throw shaving cream on people's houses.
Your dad was very helpful to me this week.
He told me. And you know what? I think he should actually thank me for that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I contacted him directly.
Oh, I know. I had lunch with him on Saturday. He was on the fence about giving you a comment, and I said, Dad, don't be an a-hole. Give Peter a comment. That's what I said to him.
He likes me, so I had no doubt that he was going to respond.
He's tough, man. He's a tough cookie to kind of crumble there, or whatever the expression.
He's an acquired taste to a lot of people.
Yes, indeed. Also to my mother.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
the listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It is time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Time to give you our final poll calculation of the day on Twitter at Zach Gelb. Through 8 weeks, the Rams, Packers, and Buccaneers combined only have 9 wins between LA, Green Bay, and Tampa. How many of those teams will go to the playoffs? In last place, with 5% of the vote, all three. In third place, with 17% of the vote, zero. In second place, with 23% of the vote, two. And then my answer, running away with first place, 55% of the vote, only one between LA, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. Let's get to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Quack, quack, quack. Ducks lost the opening game of the season 49-3 to Georgia. Since then, they're on a 7-game win streak. They continue that win streak over the weekend to get it to 7 as they beat Cal 42-24. Give a stock up to the Ducks. Tennessee, their magical season continues. Big game next week, huge game next week, or this weekend, against Georgia. But they took care of Kentucky very easily, 44-6 over the weekend. Give Tennessee, good old Rocky Top, a stock up. Derrick Henry, that is 4 straight games, at least 200 yards against the Houston Texans, had over 200 rushing yards this past weekend, had 2 touchdowns, as the Titans only ran the football or threw the football one time in the second half. It was Derrick Henry, more Derrick Henry. Give him a stock up. Za'Darius Smith, 8.5 sacks on the year. That is a top 5 offseason acquisition for the Vikings. Vikings are 6-1, had 3 sacks against the Cardinals. Give him a stock up. Tony Pollard, no Zeke, no problem. 14 carries, 131 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Stock up. Run CMC, passing touchdown, rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown. 49ers roll the Rams, stock up to Run CMC. Taylor Ham Heineke time. Right to Terry McLaurin, then Taylor Ham Heineke time. Rushing touchdown, Commanders 4-4. Shout out Carson Wentz. Your career with the Commanders is over. Sorry, Carson, not sorry. Taylor Ham Heineke time should be the start of the rest of the year. They're 4-4. Stop. Tua Tagovailoa, Every game he started and finished this year for the Dolphins, they have won. They're 5-3. Tua is showing he's a franchise quarterback. Stock up. Alvin Kamara, Saints leading rusher, Saints leading receiver. This past weekend, 3 total touchdowns. Give him a stock up. A.J. Brown, 3 touchdowns as A.J. Brown, fly Eagles fly. The Eagles are the lone undefeated team at 7-0. Give him a stock up. Geno Smith. He is the league's leader in completion percentage and the Seahawks. Seahawks! Seahawks are 5-3. Give a stock up to Geno. Oklahoma State got shut out blank this weekend, 48-0 against Kansas State. Yikes. Stock down, Oklahoma State. Brian Harsin. Wasn't a matter of if he was going to get fired. Just when today was the day, stock down to Brian Harsin. Didn't even get 2 years at Auburn. The Rams, 14-10, you were up at halftime. And you got outscored 21-0 in the second half against the 49ers who own you in the regular season. Stock down to the LA Rams. Zach Wilson, not one, not two, but 3 interceptions. My, oh, my. A lot of remorse with Jets fans when it comes to Zach Wilson. Give him a stock down. And finally, I brought this stat up earlier this segment. I'll say it again. The Indianapolis Colts. They are the worst first half team in the league. And Hickey, you said they have not had a lead entering the fourth quarter all season. Is that right?
That is right.
Oof. What's more painful for you, last year's season with the Colts or this year?
Last year, because it went to week 18. This year went to week 6.
Okay. And they're being outscored 105-42 in the first half. Why is Frank Reich still coaching this team?
Because Jim Irsay is in the tank. He's in all in on the tank.
Yeah, this is brutal, brutal, brutal. Stock down to the Colts. Second half underway. Browns up 11-0. Browns have the football. We thought the Bengals were getting some life right before the end of the first half. They got the interception, had the ball at midfield. They missed the field goal with Evan McPherson. Browns were able to drill a field goal to go up 11-0. If the Browns go down the field here and score a touchdown, this game could be over on this drive. It really could be because the Bengals have zero life offensively tonight. This is an ugly, ugly, ugly performance for the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, big thanks to Jason Campbell for joining us. Hot to Hickey, thank you. As always, and each and every one of you for listening and tweeting, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. You can see Hickey dressed up as Dwayne The Rock Johnson on social media. You can see me dressed up as Mike The Situation if you're a Jersey Shore fan. Anyway, if you aren't, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
the listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.